The late Harry Bertoia is most famous for the iconic chairs that he designed in the 1950s with their scoop wire backs and seats and simple wire legs. But he was also a renowned sculptor and spent decades of his life creating works that make sounds. Now those pieces are getting a fresh appreciation with new recordings and a museum exhibition, NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Next to a dirt road in eastern Pennsylvania, there's a weathered wooden barn. It doesn't look like much, but when you step inside, Harry Bertoia's barn is equal parts art gallery, recording studio, and sanctuary.
It was almost church-like, very private, almost sacred to enter, to hear these sounds.
Val Bertoia is Harry's son. He also worked as his father's assistant and helped build some of the sculptures that are still carefully arranged around the renovated barn.
Okay, we'll choose this one. This one, I think, is, in my own opinion, one of Harry's very best tones or tonal qualities in a sound piece.
It's a cluster of thin metal rods, dozens of them with small weights on top. They look like metallic cattails swaying in a breeze.
When I move them, I'm just bringing all the weights together, and it moves on its own very beautifully with good sound.
More than 90 of these sculptures are arranged throughout the barn. Harry Bertoia coined the term sonambient to describe them and the sounds they make. The sculptor was born Arietto Bertoia in Italy in 1915. He moved to Michigan as a teenager, where he went to college with some future heavy hitters, architect Eero Saarinen and designers Charles and Ray Eames. Bertoia was part of the team that designed one of the Eames' first bent plywood chairs. Bertoia eventually moved to Pennsylvania, where he designed his famous chairs for the furniture company Knoll. But Bertoia's real love was sculpture, says his friend Beverly Twitchell, who taught art history at Marshall University in West Virginia.
And as he worked with metal, he found occasionally that he would bend a rod and it would make a noise. And gradually, he kept thinking, well, I wonder what would happen if you did this, or I wonder what would happen if you did that. What kind of sounds might come out?
I now build sculptures that can move in the wind, or that can be touched and played like an instrument.
That's Harry Bertoia in an interview that aired on public television a few years before he died in 1978. Once Bertoia discovered that sculptures could make sound, he became obsessed. Built hundreds of them.
My works are all over the world, but for years I've kept my best pieces at home, which is really my laboratory.
In his barn, Bertoia would play the sculptures for small invited audiences or by himself late at night, and he recorded them. The sounding pieces never got that much attention from the wider art world, until now. They'll be part of an exhibition in May at the Museum of Arts and Design in New York City. And there's a new 11-CD collection of Bertoia's recordings put out by Important Records. John Bryan runs the label. He's trying to share the feeling of Bertoia's barn with a wider audience.
It's a quasi-religious experience. It's meditative, like the physiological effect of vibration sends you inside of yourself.
But it's hard for a recording to convey the full experience of hearing and seeing the sculptures together in exactly the environment Bertoia intended. How long those sculptures can stay in his barn, however, is an open question.
It's almost too late. We've got to move the collection before it is too late.
Celia Bertoia is the sculptor's daughter. She started a foundation to preserve her father's legacy. Celia says the barn is not a suitable place to store his sculptures, partly because of security and partly because it's just not equipped for big crowds.
So one thought that we've had is to have part or all of the sonambient collection moved to a public museum somewhere and try to recreate that space. It would make it so much more accessible. I feel that I have to do this, that I've got to protect my father's works.
Both Celia and her brother Val insist they're trying to carry out their father's wishes, but they have very different ideas of what that means. Celia is not happy with the way her brother managed the estate, and she filed a lawsuit seeking control of her share. Val still lives in the Pennsylvania house where he grew up, and he works in the same sculpture studio his father used to run.
This is Harry's last gong that was slightly unfinished and wonderful sounding.
Val Bertoia says his father wanted the sculptures to stay where they are.
When I worked with Harry in the 1970s, that was his intent, to keep everything as is throughout his life and, of course, throughout my life and on. We feel it's more of a historical landmark and gravesite, that it would be kept almost museum-like, very precious.
For a while, Val Bertoia tried to fight his sister's lawsuit, but he ran out of money and now seems resigned to the idea that many of his father's sculptures will be leaving the barn as soon as this fall. But Val Bertoia says he'll continue to offer tours of the family's property where his father is buried. The grave is marked by one of his sculptures, a huge one-ton gong. Joel Rose, NPR News, Bally, Pennsylvania.